Good morning. Thanks for coming out. This is a series of parables that Jesus is giving all at one time. You get breaks. You get Sunday, and then get a Sunday, and then get a Sunday. This was about a week before Jesus would go to the cross. Remember, the first thing that we kind of saw is that the Pharisees wanted to know, by what authority was Jesus teaching? And the goal was not really to get more understanding, it was a way to trap him. But Jesus had a way to reverse that, remember? By simply asking the question, where did John the Baptist come from? Heaven or from man? And what was the normal response that we usually get from the children? I don't know. And then we got to the point that we started to look that there was a son who promised to go work in the vineyard, and he didn't do it. Another son said he didn't want to do it, but then what? Did it. And so the questions that were brought up to the Pharisees then, which one is a good son? And they knew that he was asking about them, that they had been entrusted with the Word of God, and yet they were not proclaiming who the real Messiah was. And so now we get to the third one. And this one, a landowner has a vineyard, and he gives them everything that you would need to make a successful business. Most of the people at the time, this was a practice, and so anywhere from 3 to 5 years after the vineyard was set up, it was expected to produce fruit, and the landowner was to get a portion of that and any of the proceeds that came from it. Now, we've learned in our process two things. We know as sinners, as people that don't necessarily look to God all the time, or we make our mistakes, that John the Baptist told us that we were to what? If you're doing a crossword puzzle or something starts with an R, we were expected to repent. Good. Some of you are good at those things. Okay. So repent, we said, was turning away from the normal ways that you lived before you knew Christ. Whatever you was involved in, whatever you were thinking about, we were told, repent. Turn away from those ways. And we try to remind each other in our normal life every day, if we find ourselves straying from God or not following the things of God, we too, still today, need to repent. Then we also have learned through the process that there is an earthly thing where people look at God and say that God is not fair. And we said it's not an issue when you look at God, if he's fair or not, but we know that God is, oh, somebody got it? Good, right? God is good. He does above and beyond what we ask or think, and especially as we study the scripture, we find in many ways in many people's lives in the Bible, they may not have understood the process of their life, but if you reevaluate it and go back, we see that God is. Now, in your life, we said, you know, you need to be aware that as you have been forgiven of your sin, that you did nothing to deserve that forgiveness, that you have found that God has not dealt with you fairly. For fairly meant that the wages of sin is death. But God has given you eternal life in his Son, and so God is good. So, Has God been good to you this week? Did you deserve this week His care for you, His watchful eye? Remember, it's by the grace of God that we experience it. And if you look back when you're down and you're out and you say, woe me, you should be able to say, God is good. And so that's what we need to be looking at. The vineyard that was placed, He put a gate there to protect them. He put a wine press there. Everything is kind of like having a business and having it all brand new. Is that good? Pretty good. And here He has it ready. And the tenants got comfortable. You ever get comfortable? And as they got comfortable, I believe they even forgot there was a landowner. And the rule was, usually, if some say in Jewish history, it was 3 years. In this case, we look at maybe five, but at a three-year period, sometimes if they never heard from the landowner, they would try to be kind of like a squatter. You know what a squatter is? If you have a house and you're not there and somebody squats in the house, in Florida, they used to be able to what? Be a tenant there for free, and you had all these legal issues to have to try to get them out. Here, these tenants would look at it and say, all of this now becomes ours. Not only do we have the property and the proceeds, anything from those proceeds are ours. So about 3 years or five, depending how it goes through, you look at the landowner, he comes back and he sends some folks out. Now Matthew condenses many things in the Gospel of Matthew. If you go into the other gospel, you find that it's stretched out. And so the landowner has done this quite a bit, where he has sent people to collect what is his. You agree? It's his? It's his land, his vineyard. And is he due what is produced? Yes. So he sends people to collect. They go out to collect, and what happens? The tenants go out, take them out, and have them killed. It's interesting, because I would have thought then that maybe the landowner would have done something a little different, but what does he do? He sends more. They go. Same thing happens. Actually, he sends more. And the same thing happens. And then he says, you know what? I'm going to send them my son. My son is the one who represents the family. He represents the authority. They certainly will respect him and honor him and fall in line. And when he sends his son, what happens? They take him out and they have him killed. Now the question that was given to the Pharisees, and the question we'll give it to you, if you were the landowner, what would you do? What's reasonable? In the world's eyes, what's fair? And what we would all say is just what they said, it's time to get rid of the tenants, isn't it? Let's do that. Let's get rid of the tenants and bring somebody else in that will listen. You know, there's a gospel story in there. The Lord, God, has brought prophets to tell the people of Israel of who God was. And many of our prophets died and were killed. And then God himself, maybe in his thoughts, certainly people would listen if I send my what? My son. If I send my son, certainly they'll respond. Certainly now they'll understand the study of the Old Testament. They'll understand the Torah. They'll put it all together and they'll see that my son has come. He is the Messiah. Certainly they'll see that. But even as we saw in this scripture, the plan was already put in place that they would do the same as the tenants did. They would take the son out of the city and they would kill him. They would crucify him. They couldn't do it in the vineyard, and they couldn't crucify Jesus in the city because it would defile the city. So that's the reason it was, his crucifixion was outside of the city, and that's the same reason that they kill those folks outside of the vineyard, so the vineyard would not be defiled. That didn't take long. The Pharisees knew that Jesus was talking about who? About them. About them. They have been given so much, and God had loved Israel so much that the leadership was looking to kill Jesus. And he said, have you not seen scripture where he would end up being the chief cornerstone, which the church would be built on? God had at that time removed his passion or his ministry from the Jews and grafts in the called the Gentile and looks for a new people that will accept the Word of God, will accept the Lord Jesus as their Savior, and will do what? Produce fruit. And you can see some of that fruit. If you go into Galatians chapter 5, it'll give you the gifts of the Spirit, of the Holy Spirit. See, we have talents, abilities we were born with. We hope that you look in those and you give those to God. When you are saved and you have the indwelling Holy Spirit, you are giving additional gifts that you might use in your witness for Christ. And it's your responsibility to tend your vineyard, to watch over the things that God has entrusted you with. We are stewards, are we not? The one thing this whole lesson will teach us is that everything that we have is not ours. Whose is it? Who does it belong to? Belongs to God. Your car, who's it belong to? I had a hard time with that one. It took me years. I love cars. And it took me years for God to convict me that my car was his. And I mean, it got to the point where I've ended up loaning it out for somebody who was in need for a godly thing. I had learned at a young age to even give a car away to a family that was in need. But that was forgotten, and I became kind of held on to that. Your question for you today is there anything that you have that you're holding on to that you believe as the tenant, you own it, and it's yours? everything we have. God is involved. He's given you and entrusted you with things. And are you using them as you tend your vineyard for Him? Do you give Him thanks for what He has done? Or are you like the tenant who says, well, I just hope He doesn't know, He just kind of ignores me, in about 5 years or whatever, I'll inherit it, He won't have it. And some people just store up things here on earth because they think somehow it'll get them higher status than, I guess, when they get to heaven. But they won't be taking anything with them. Everything we have, every ability that we have, this world that we live in, we are stewards. We are tenants to take care of it. So whatever He's given you is His. And our responsibility is to tend to it. But our major responsibility is that He has provided for us salvation. And we wouldn't want anyone to go by and hear the gospel, go to church, maybe sing in a choir, do other things that the church might do, and not know Him. Not realize that God knows them so well, He has offered His own self to die for me and for you. That's the most important thing. In a personal walk with God, is where do you stand? And then that second part is, are you holding on to anything and saying it's mine? God, you can have all this other stuff, but this over here you can't have. May we not be that way. May we realize that we are only stewards of a part of a time. And then we're blessed because God is good. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank You for these parables, these teaching moments that make us realize in a deeper way that we have responsibilities as stewards of God. And that all that we have is by the grace of God. Help this make us love You more, and let us share with others the love of Christ. In Jesus' name, amen.